The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. Well, I've got a couple guests today. I've got Ethel Clark Griffin joining me, as well as Archie Davis, and we're here to talk about something that's really cool that's coming up here on June 18th at the Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park in downtown Benton Harbor, a Juneteenth celebration in Benton Harbor. Welcome. Good to have you guys on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So I'm really excited about this. This is something that I'm sure has been taking a lot of planning to put this all together to make it happen. Anytime you have a celebration or a parade or anything of that sort, certainly a lot of planning goes on to putting this all together. Ethel, tell me a little bit about how this all came together.
Well, we started 5 years ago. So this is our fifth year, third parade. So the first year, I didn't come on to the second year, so this is my fourth year. It was just a celebration the first year, and then we decided to do parade and celebration. And the first one we did, it was down Broadway, all the way to the, from Broadway Park all the way to the Pipestone. So that was our first parade and celebration. And then we... it was a lot of construction going on in 2019,
sure.
So we decided to move it. 2019 was the first one. And then 2020, we didn't do it because of the pandemic. We just did a little celebration. 2021, we brought the parade to the city center because there was a lot of constructions going on at our prior location. So, and that's where we've been having it the last few years. We wanted to make it bigger and better every year. So that's, we added the parade, and now it's getting bigger and better every year.
That's always great. That's always great when something like that comes together and continues to grow. For people that may not know, what is Juneteenth? Some people may hear that and hear people talk about it, but may not fully know what the significance of Juneteenth is.
Okay, so the Juneteenth is the celebration. It's our emancipation. We were when we became free, we were actually free 2 years before we were even informed. So it's to celebrate us, celebrate our emancipation,
right,
our freedom.
Yeah, celebration and also information as well, because it's such an important and important thing for the community to know about. And you know, there may be younger people that come around and they're just like, okay, well, it's a celebration. But they don't know fully the significance of Juneteenth. So it's such an important thing to not only celebrate, but to also inform. Right, Archie?
That's right. I first heard about Juneteenth, my wife from Dallas, Texas, where it started, always started from the south of Dallas, and Texas, period. And it already was a legal holiday in Texas years ago. This last year, Abraham Lincoln, Ethel said, once he signed the order, 2 years, the slaves was free. But they didn't know it. And we decided, and I'm glad that the president and the Congress and everyone got together and said, well, we're going to go make it a legal holiday, Juneteenth, because they didn't teach our children that about history for this slavery back. And, a lot of the kids that I talk to with right now, they say, well, what is Juneteenth? We had to explain it to them, the committee members and myself, that what it was all about, and it was when the slaves was free, and so many years go all the way back, before I was even born, anybody else. But we did some research on it after my wife told me, well, that's why they made it Juneteenth, because it actually happened on June the 19th when the slaves were free.
Yeah, this is something that cultural significance and historical significance that people should right. know about. You know, you never want to forget about history, but like you said, it's something that everybody should know about of all ages. And there may right. be people that are older that, you know, they've heard about right. it. They've maybe heard about it a little bit in history here and there, but not enough. And that's
not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. Well, you know, one thing too, I remember in the 70s when they came out with Roots. Mm-hmm. It started there, but they had so many series on that program back in the late 70s that it only got so far. But as it got over the years, people kept talking about it. So like I said once before, Texas always was a day. But somebody did never think that it'll actually happen. But now since everybody went back to the drawing board, the president, Biden, he signed it last year, stating that we're going to now make it a legal holiday, Juneteenth. And that was the best thing that ever happened around the world because he had so many people paid the way. And we didn't know. I was young. And the only thing when I was watching back in the 70s was Roots. But it didn't really tell the whole story about what happened. It just showed episodes where they was trying to go underground with Harriet Tubman trying to do this and do that. But it didn't even back then in the 70s, we wasn't talking about it. And the schools wasn't even talking about letting the children know about Juneteenth. They were just only looking at the episode where we saw this series Roots on in 71, and they showed different bits and pieces, how the slave masters was doing this and doing that. And they never did make a big thing out of it until now that it is, they decided to say, hey, you know, this actually happened. These slaves was actually free 2 years, but they didn't know they was free for 2 years. Because when Abraham Lincoln signed a proclamation, he said, from now, slaves are free. Mm-hmm. So you got back then, you got to understand slaves couldn't write. They couldn't read. They didn't know what was going on. All they know that, hey, we finally free. And that's it.
Right. Yeah. So this Juneteenth celebration happening June 18th at the mm-hmm. City Center Park in downtown Benton Harbor from 1 to 6. Ethel, tell me a little bit more about sort of some of the stuff that's going to be happening while we're there at this Juneteenth celebration.
Okay, so one thing, Johnny, is that's going on. We were talking about education. We provide a segment talking about the Juneteenth with an educational part. And normally, the night prior, they usually the art hop, and mm-hmm. we usually have a booth where we have tables with books and all kinds of things about Juneteenth. But also, what's going to be going on during its celebration, we're going to have amazing performance. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have over 30 vendors, food, clothes, jewelry, you name it. We're going to have it. And vendors, health, mm-hmm. every organization pretty much in Benton Harbor, it's going to be there to give you, you know, all kinds of information of things and businesses in Benton Harbor also. And we mm-hmm. also have, the DJ, Mr. Purpose. We're going to have poetry. We're just going to have a good time, mm-hmm. good. And it's surrounding areas. And that's just a celebration. Parade, we're going to have just the name for like LMC, the big, they're going to do their 75-foot truck, semi-truck this year. We're going to have drill teams, motorcycles, Queen and King, old school. Mm-hmm. cars, mm-hmm. community organization, bad boy, sports cars, community advocates, bands, floats, and more. So it's just going to be something. And we have some barbers that's going to provide free haircuts for us. Oh, so it's going to be, although we have church organizations that's going to give away hot dogs, chips, just different things. So it's going to be something for everybody. That's why we don't want you guys to miss it. We want everybody to come on out, surrounding communities, just everybody. Let's all come together, have a great time. And our theme this year is unity. And it means understanding the need to inspire, teach, and not yield. So Let's come out and have unity. Just join together, everybody.
Absolutely.
And celebrate That's this right. joyous holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Archie, anything you would like to add about some of the other things that might be happening that we may have missed that maybe people may want to come and check out during this time?
Well, I think Ethel, she hit it on the nose, everything. I just want people in the communities, and I just want everybody to say that, to come out and celebrate this great holiday. That, they worked it so hard to get it, Martin Luther King upstairs and so heaven is saying, great job done. Let's keep the memory going. Let's teach our children about their history and let them know that if so many people open the doors right today, we still got a long ways to go yet, but our focus is right now is reaching to the young generation. This generation, my generation, years ago, it was a whole different picture outlook now, but it never changed. It changed a little bit, but now it's revolved around, we're thinking about the babies. We got to save the babies.
Absolutely. So in Benton Harbor, June 18th, Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park, downtown Benton Harbor from 1 until 6. But I would say you probably want to get there early, not only to find a good spot, but also to be ready for a celebration. Because so I would say probably, half hour before, probably get there a little ahead of time.
I would say a half an hour to an hour, because it's going to be grand, and it's going to be, we got people even coming just to see the Juneteenth from everywhere. Not only are we having people from everywhere in the parade, we having people coming just for our Juneteenth. So if you want to get a good seat, you don't want to miss nothing, I'll say come as early as you can and set up so you can enjoy the great time.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time. Ethel, is there any place we can go if we want to find more information or if we happen to miss anything that we talked about in this conversation, but anything we want to know more about the Juneteenth celebration before we come out on Saturday?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. We have a Juneteenth email, which is BenHarborJuneteenth@gmail.com. So you can send and we can give you information. We also have a Facebook page, Ben Harbor Juneteenth Cultural Awareness. So you can go on Facebook and you go on our pages. We have a group page and then we have just a regular page. So you can see what's going on. You can see some of our prior events. And so you can go on there. And also, we fund this pretty much ourselves. It's just through us on the committee. So if you want to donate, we have a Cash App at $BHJCAC. Or you can write a check to Benton Harbor Cultural Awareness and send it to P.O. Box 455, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Any in-kind donation is welcome.
Wonderful.
And it's free to the community. We fund this pretty much ourselves, just the committee. So, and the event is free to the community and surrounding communities.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, I want to say that I appreciate all of your hard work, and you guys get to hopefully relax a little bit and celebrate yourselves while you're doing this. But it certainly is wonderful. So mark your calendars, June 18th, Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park. Get there early before 1, but it starts at 1, goes until 6, or really whenever. You know, the celebration may carry over a little bit longer because you guys are having so much fun and telling people about so much great information as well. But thank you so much for telling me about it and taking some time to chat with me about this this wonderful celebration.
Thank you for allowing us. And let me just say, because we didn't mention that, the parade starts at Whirlpool on Main Street.
Okay.
And then we go all the way down to the city center. Oh, and that's where the celebration starts immediately after.
Well, looking forward to it. Again, June 18th at Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park. You guys enjoy, and thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.